We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker, sponsored by
Michael's Flooring, the flooring experts. Michael'sFlooringOutlet.com.
On the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Man, I can't believe this will be the last time I host on a Thursday night and listen to Rebecca Black kick in the weekend in style. Oh, man, we're going to miss that. What a fun thing that we did here on Overnight America, honestly. We've done some pretty stupid and goofy and dumb and hilarious and smart and all kinds of things, the wide spectrum of emotions and feelings and whatever it is, we've done it all on the show. But I tell you that the Rebecca Black thing, I might miss that maybe the most. I think this was the last radio show in the country to continue to play that song on Fridays. And it always made me feel good to play that the last hour of the show because I knew my weekend was coming up. It's just a weird, wild time. This is my last hour hosting Overnight America. And I picked a song to end the show, at least my tenure on the show, which I'll play at the end of this hour, too. If you want to call in on my last show, it's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And Judith is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yeah, I'm the lady with the Sandy, the baseball dog.
That's right, yeah.
Had a couple of questions. Are you going to do any more of the retro programs like Jim White or Bob Hyland in the future?
I hope to. Yes. No? So now, I do hope to do more of them in the future. In fact, I don't know who my next one will be. I've done three so far, at least radio documentaries, the Robert Hyland, Jim White, and Ann Keefe. I don't know who the fourth one's going to be yet, but moving to the daytime actually gives me more time to do this. So I'm really looking forward to the next one we do.
Hey, can we still call in at all?
Yes. The new show from 11 until 2 is called St. Louis Talks. It launches on Monday, and we will take phone calls. So yes, please.
Okay. Last night, I looked on YouTube and found Sleeping with the Radio on. So I can listen to it whenever I want now.
That's true. Do you go to YouTube a lot, Judith?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that surprises me. What do you look at on YouTube?
There's a couple of families I follow. Lots and lots of crochet patterns. Sometimes, like with the British situation. I watch
the royal family stuff.
Yeah.
So, oh, isn't that great? You go to YouTube to watch crocheting tutorials and such. Oh, that's nice.
It's wonderful.
My grandma crocheted, and she would make, I don't know how many hours she would spend crocheting, but she made the best blankets.
Yeah, I've done blankets, but I do a lot of other stuff too. Even a lanyard cord the other night.
Oh, wow. About that. Well, Judith, thank you for calling in. And yes, hopefully I'll be able to hear you on the new show.
Okay, quickly. I have met Carol Daniel at a holiday show. And I just wanted to know that I will be listening in during the day, and you are the best.
Aw, Judith, thank you.
And I'm looking forward maybe to meeting you at a holiday show when we can get back to having them.
Oh, I hope so, too. I don't know. They haven't even talked about later this year if they're allowed to do it or not. But thank you, Judith, and have a great night. Have a great weekend, too. That's so nice. Judith hops on YouTube to watch crocheting tutorials. That surprised me, and I think that's fantastic. Let's go to David. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, haven't talked to you in a long time. I used to call in when you were doing overnight.
It has been a little while. I'm calling
from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. What did we talk about last? It was probably gardening or something like that.
Yeah. That's my eyesight's gotten to the point where I'm not going to get to see my flowers this year, but I'm still going to plant the little suckers and have other people enjoy them and listen to the bees buzz around them and have my friends describe things. I've still got my world's friendliest pit bull.
Oh, good.
He ran off a porch pirate last month, so that was pretty cool.
Good boy. A boy or girl, Pitbull?
Boy.
He heard the
porch pirate from the other side of the house, didn't see him, just heard him and barked. And the guy was poking around on the porch where he didn't belong. And
that's all you need. That bark, if it's an intimidating bark, that's all you need.
72 pounds worth of dog puts out a pretty good bark. Hopefully I'll get to get the technology up and listen to you during the midday some of the time. Well, I'm scurrying around and looks like I'm going to run for city council again this fall if everything falls right.
That'd be great. Can get one of those little devices that you can talk to and say, you know, Siri or Alexa or whatever it is, play KMOX and it'll play the radio station. So that could be something to look into if it helps you in that sense.
Well, thank you very much. And good luck with your next endeavor.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Thanks, David. Wow, it has been a long time since you called in. I do remember that, the Atlanta area. Douglas is calling in, too. Welcome to Overnight America.
Mr. Ryan, it's very nice to speak with you. I'm a big, big, big fan, old enough to remember Jim White, and I know that you're a big fan of Jim's. I'm just curious. I think if Robert Hyland were running that station today, I think he would keep you as the overnight guy, because I think you have a chance to rival Jim White. Are you moving to the day because they're giving you more money, or what's the deal?
I think that, yeah, I mean, it is actually an upgrade for me, so I'm happy about that. It's not the same as the Jim White years. So during Jim White's time at night, it was treated like any other daytime show, which was fantastic. But nights anymore in radio is just not what it used to be in the 70s, 80s, 90s. It's unfortunate. So it's definitely doesn't have the same, it doesn't have the same resources. And for me, this is an upgrade. It's like a step up in my career, and it gives me a lot more opportunities professionally. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and I understand that. I just think that I believe Robert would say, hey, we'll give you the same money you're going to make in the day to keep you at night because you're a badass. And you do an amazing, amazing job. Amazing. I mean, you're rivaling Jim White. You are on that path to be Jim White. And I think you might, just me, and it's my opinion, that you could get lost in the shuffle during the day.
Oh, well, so I guess we'll find out. Well, Douglas, I'm not going to turn down a compliment, but I will say that I disagree with you. I don't think there's anyone that could ever be Jim White. There's the one, he's one and only. And if I were to work here for 20 years doing the nighttime show, I still wouldn't be able to touch what he built at his time with KMOX. It's pretty remarkable. But Douglas, thank you for your comments tonight. I still think about the very first hour with Maria, who called in and said, "You sound very handsome." That's carried me through the night. See, we used to do this thing where if you wanted to compliment me, we gave a phone number out and we would put you right on. Go ahead and compliment anytime. That was, I thought, a fun little gag. But tonight, it's one of those nights. I'll just take them, I guess, without putting up too much of a fight. We only have about 45 minutes left until I say goodnight on Overnight America for the very last time. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Trusted information, live and local. From the award-winning KMOX newsroom.
I see this text message from Big Al, and it's funny because Frankie, his beagle, I believe, is now sending messages on behalf of Big Al just to lure him away from whatever food may be left out, and then Frankie the beagle can go snatch that up. I think that's what's going on here. We'll take some more of your calls. You know, this will be fun. It's the last show I'll be hosting of Overnight America. Starting on Monday, I'm going to be moving to the daytime from 11 until 2. It's called St. Louis Talks. And I hope that you can give that show a try. And I hope that I can hear your voice on that show, too. So let's go to Eliza. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi. I'm calling from Wyoming. At 8 o'clock
tonight, yes.
I got you loud and clear over the mountain ranges, believe it or not. And then
all of a sudden,
it just disappeared. But anyway, I wanted to wish you the best. And I also agree with the last caller. You're just great on your own. But, you know, things do change. I'm hoping that Beth is okay. She and I agreed on one thing politically one time a long time ago. She called after I did and said I was right. And so that I remember her doing that.
You got the vindication from Beth.
I know I did. And then the other thing I wanted to say is my funniest memory of you, your show, is your wife having to kill the spider. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was hilarious. And I actually was laughing out loud. I said, that was when I first started listening to you a couple years ago.
I can't believe you remember that. That might have been in my first year, somewhere in there. And the idea was I was at the studio and I get a message from my wife and she said, "You won't believe this, the size of this spider." And we moved into the house and everything, and it's on the outside of our sliding glass door, our back patio door. And she said, "I can't open that door. I can't let the dog out. What am I supposed to do?" And I said, "Honey, you have to kill the thing. You have to go out from the garage, walk around the house to the backyard and kill this thing. It's the only thing you can do. The last thing you want is this thing to disappear and you know it's out there." So she is reluctantly agreeing to this. And I said, "Hold on, you're going to keep the phone on and I'm going to record you while you're going around and killing this spider." And it was huge. Everyone said it's a harmless spider, leave it alone. And I said, no, the thing was the size of like a dinner plate, it seemed like. So she goes around and I told her where the wasp spray was. I said, first you hit him with the wasp spray and then you follow up with the broom and smash the thing. And sure enough, she got the spider and she was so nervous and she was almost hyperventilating. She was so scared to kill this thing. Oh, that was hilarious. I remember
and
that now.
She sounded very, very nonchalant while she was doing it, though. She sounded like she was afraid, but at the same time,
yeah,
game.
Oh, I remember she was like, having a hard time with it.
I think that was before your boy was born. I'm not sure.
Before my girl was born. Well, we moved here. My son
was
born.
Okay.
Yeah, he would have been 2 when we moved here. So he would have been sleeping and that was enough to keep her up the rest of the night. She had so many jitters after that. That was the first time she was on the show. Yeah.
She was great. It was like she was a natural. That's what I thought. Anyway, thank you so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Eliza. Have a good night. See, there's another state. We can put Wyoming and cross that one off the list. Very cool. Vera is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Ryan?
Yes.
I heard the young man that you had on said he was the youngest one. He was 18, so I thought maybe I would tell you the old lady that's 92 listens to you every night.
Whoa, you're 92?
Uh-huh, and I'm really going to miss listening to you.
I think you've called in before, and I think we've discussed your age because you do not sound like you're 92.
No, I've never called.
Oh, okay.
I'm really going to miss your program, but I'll be listening. I used to listen to Rush every day, so I'll be listening.
Yeah, it's tough when you have a legend. There really is no replacement for Rush Limbaugh. Nothing could do that. Whoever the EIB network decides to put on during his time, it won't be the same because he's a one and only and once in a lifetime radio personality. And I got to say, you sound great for 92 years old.
Thank you. I don't feel real great sometime, but I'm doing all right.
You're keeping sharp. Talk radio will do that to you. It keeps the mind sharp.
I do a lot of puzzles and things like that to keep my mind.
Oh, that's great.
Well, good luck.
Well, this is good for future sponsors. We can say that between 18 and 92, we get a full range of people listening onto the radio station.
92 and one half.
Great. You're rounding second base on this one. You're getting close to 93 then. All right. Well, Vera, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Have a good night. Wow, that was awesome. So earlier we had someone call in. He said that he started listening when he was 16. He's 18 years old now. He accidentally heard the show and kept listening. And he said he probably is the youngest listener we have at night. And that has to be true. So what a cool thing, honestly. What a really cool thing. Bill is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Well, I want to call and say I'll see you tomorrow, Monday at 11 o'clock. But there's an upside to this, too. You get to live a normal life at home now. And I get to sleep now because I won't be up listening to these knucklehead liberals with white knuckles on the side of the bed.
A lot of people do say, Bill, that they stay up later than they intend because they're listening to the show and they're engaged and they can't fall asleep. So now it looks like a lot of people will be back to a normal sleep schedule.
Oh, it's that way for me. I'm a retired cop, and I'm 73 years old, almost 74, and I've been listening to Camel X since 1956 when I got a transistor radio for my birthday, and I used to listen to Cardinals at night. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Camel X ever since 1956.
Wow.
And
wow.
I never underestimate yourself. You keep on saying there's only one Jim White. You remember one thing, young man. There's only one Ryan Recker, and I think you've done a heck of a job on this. I really have enjoyed your shows, and I think I've probably caught 90% of them. And all your fans love you, brother. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. That means a lot. Thank you. Wow. It is humbling to think I'm part of a tradition of some of the greatest broadcasters in the history of broadcasting. KMOX had so many unbelievably talented people. And it makes it easy to put these radio documentaries together because there's so many people to pick from over the history of this radio station. Going back and even thinking about every aspect of it, from management to sports, to news. Wow. It's just really something. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll take a look at your weather coming up. We'll take a couple more of your calls. I do have a special song planned to play at the very end of my last broadcast, which is coming up here in less than a half an hour. Hard to believe, honestly. It's been 4 years. It's gone by in a flash. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Get the inside story on what's happening with your St. Louis Cardinals this season directly from the Redbirds manager. It's the Mike Shildt Show, Sunday mornings at 10:15, sponsored by Bath Fitter, on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Welcome back. Wow. Getting close to the very end of Overnight America. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. At least my portion of it. So tonight's my last show hosting Overnight America. You know, we played Jim White's last show maybe about a month ago, and people loved it so much. And I was listening to it, and it was fun to hear all those memories and things. But that was him entering retirement. That was him ending his career. For me, I look at this move to the daytime, not as something that is an end, but I see this as the thing that will allow me to develop more professionally, maybe make a bigger name for myself on the radio station, maybe build a legacy on the radio station. We've done a lot in the nighttime hours, and I don't want to downplay or diminish those things, but I do look at it and say that the opportunities that present itself in the future for KMOX are all pointing to what's going to start here during the middays. And you look at all the different people that have had longevity on the radio station, like Charlie Brennan, who came in the late 80s and is now just a historic broadcaster for St. Louis. He started the night show. He was here late at night hosting on KMOX. And I keep thinking about things like that. I think if I'm going to have any sort of longevity on the radio station, the certain path that Charlie took and what he means to the community now, this is the path I need to really consider. And it's such an honor to think I was considered for it and have the opportunity to be there for it. And Monday's going to be, it's going to be a lot of emotions, I'm sure, but it's going to be similar to, I'm really at a loss for words here. It's going to be similar and not similar with Carol Daniel, Bo Matthews, and myself. Definitely having a three-person dynamic will be sounding a lot different than a solo show where I do a lot of monologuing and things like that at night. But I also think it's going to be a lot more fun. And I think it's something for me to make smart aleck comments or say something silly and then get a reaction or say something that's my thoughts on something controversial. And then they say something that make me think about it in a different way. I don't know. It's just going to be an adventure. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I see a couple of text messages. Ryan, I will miss you. Love your music, your intro music, Rebecca Black, Doug and Donna. And I love falling asleep to Sleeping with the Radio On. I love all your interviews. They're such thoughtful questions. I love your laugh and how you connect with the callers. You have made evening so enjoyable. Mary, thank you so much for that. Some person messaged about agreeing with Douglas regarding Jim White on at night in the radio industry, and things definitely have changed. Yeah, thank you for that comment too. Oh, look at this call. It wouldn't feel right too without Patrick in DC giving us a ring. Patrick, how are you?
Greetings, sir, and greetings once again from your nation's capital in Washington, D.C., to the city that cannot leave the country alone. We have definitely been bugging you out of the past 48 hours, up to the speech, during the speech, and after the speech. Ryan, even though this is radio, I got to say, buddy, tonight you look marvelous, buddy. Such a handsome mug. Oh, I'm telling you right now, to be a part of your radio program as a caller, and right now to hear all the voices of the people who are calling in is very heartwarming. And folks, it's great to hear your voice. It's great to hear your sentiment. It's great. Thank you for also consoling me, because this is an end of an era, but we understand that. Ryan, it was a good run. It was a darn good run. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I never got a chance to describe to you that not only did I grow up with radio, but I grew up in radio. And this is where I'm very attracted to what you do and drawn to what you do and the radio station. I'm going to let you know that in the time slot that you're replacing, Rush. It was Rush Limbaugh's time slots. Okay, when Rush was on his upswing, he did an interview with Barbara Walters, and he took out his fingers and started going up, you know, the ones and the twos, and he goes, one, there's a need for it. And I believe that there is a need for your radio program that you will do with your other two co-hosts that's coming up at between 11 and 2 on Monday. And I think I'm happy for the people of St. Louis. I'm happy for you, but I'm happy for the people of St. Louis because you have problems, as you describe. And progress comes from communication. And if you're advancing the communications between Americans for American purposes, it's a turnaround. You know, broadcasters used to be an important element in our society back then, you know, way back. Mm-hmm. Very important element. And I made an observation of it with this COVID-19 rollout. The one element that was ignored, left out of the picture, onto the sidelines only to describe things that were going wrong, but wasn't at the table and should have been invited at the table, was the local broadcaster. Boy, the local broadcaster could have really helped out a lot in that COVID-19 rollout. And it's now and very important that the local broadcaster, we hold you in high esteem and thank you for what you've done for everybody, Ryan. I really mean it.
It's very nice.
I have no fireworks, but we definitely can beat the drum and say thank you for all the memories.
It's like, where did that come from? All right, beat the drum towards the end. Wow, that woke a lot of people up. This is good. Thank you, Patrick. And it's good to hear from you one last time here on Overnight America. Hopefully you get to call in during the day sometime, but things do change, you know, and you're in Washington, D.C., so let's add another state into there, well, territory, whatever. I'll count it as another location. What are we up to now? 8 maybe somewhere? Wow. What a night. When I started preparing for the show tonight, I thought, you know, if we do about an hour of phone calls of, hey, let's say goodbye. And, you know, it's not so much as a goodbye because I'm just going to be moving to the daytime. It's not like I'm disappearing, or it's not like I'm moving to another radio station or moving out of St. Louis or anything like that. I'm so glad I'm not moving out of St. Louis. But it's more like we can do this for an hour, then people aren't going to want to call in anymore. But we've gone almost 4 hours of people just sharing memories and saying nice things. This was such a great way to end my tenure on Overnight America. This is something else. Donna is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to wish you well on your new venture, and I'm sure that your audience will increase tenfold. It sounds exciting. It really does.
Is this Doug and Donna, the Donna?
Yes, I was just trying to kind of sneak in there, but this is Donna that is with Doug and Donna. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you had a message just a couple minutes ago from the text messaging of all the different memories. They say, we're going to miss Doug and Donna. This is such a great theme song, and I had so much fun when you guys would come in and perform. And the thing that people don't realize when you come into the radio station, our talk studio is not really built for musicians. So we always were scrambling, and where there's cords everywhere and we're trying to get this thing going. And it's like always a frantic, let's get everything up and running. But you guys were so accommodating. And I was thinking, oh man, they must think we are the biggest rinky dink thing out there because we can't get any of this to work. But then by the time we went on the air, everything sounded great. And you guys were so fantastic.
Not at all. It was such a pleasure and such a great opportunity. I mean, you talk about excitement. We were on cloud nine to be able to perform for you. That was so much fun. I hope many people get the opportunity because you just can't beat that kind of, you know, real time kind of performance. You cannot beat it.
What about it? The personal touch from producer Mike, who even helped carry the equipment up and down to your car.
Oh, listen, that's an old, what should I say, like an old adage in show business. You never want to tick off the sound man. So you want to be real nice to him. You want to go get his hamburgers. You want to say nice things because he controls all the power, let me tell you.
Yep. He was great. And
he was wonderful.
I got to say, We'll have to find a time to bring you guys in during the day, an opportunity for that. And I was just asking Doug about it, and he said that, you know, you have been performing, you've been doing different gigs. So that's so great to hear, because, you know, with COVID, sure. What a tough time for a musician.
Oh, it's a horrible time. Every time you got to wear a mask and perform, and dehydration is around the corner. So, you know what I mean? It's a difficult time. But I think that if you take your precautions, and if people that give the events are just aware of the risk, it goes off pretty smoothly. You can't have 100 people, maybe 20, but it's okay. And I'm grateful, very grateful for all the opportunities.
Oh, Donna, so good to hear from you tonight. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you again, and good luck to you, and break a leg.
Thank you. Oh, that's so nice. From Doug and Donna, who performed the theme song live in our studio, and we played every night. So cool. Bill, welcome to Overnight America.
Well, I was going to wish you luck, but I don't want to wish you luck because I've heard you on 97.1 filling in, doing talk in the mornings. And you were great. So I'm excited about what this is going to be. I don't want to say goodbye because I will be hearing you on Monday. But I do want to say I'm very excited about you guys leading into the Dave Glover show. I think it's going to be a great transition, a great match. And I'll listen to you on Monday.
Well, that's great. And I'm hoping that a lot of people are like you and give the Monday show a chance, or at least listen at some point next week to get a good feel of what it's going to sound like. And I think it's going to be conversational. And I'm really, really looking forward to this style where I'll have co-hosts to interact with and things. So, Bill, thank you very much. And it's like that on 97.1, the different you know, producers and things are more active on air on 97.1. And, you know, I don't really want to get into why that's the case, but here on KMOX, I talked to producer Mike during the breaks, and he helps with so much, and he prepares you. When you call in, you get to talk to producer Mike, and you get that friendly voice, and he's always so good at things, and he's always behind the scenes, and he never gets enough credit for the things he's doing. I'm going to miss working with you, Mike. I got to say, it's weird to think that when I hook up to the radio station or when I start coming in on Mondays, you're not going to be the point person. You're not going to be the person I talk to anymore. It just won't feel right. It's strange. It's strange in its own way.
Well, don't call me on your way in because I'll probably still be asleep.
Yeah. I'll say, well, how do I do this? I don't know. Yeah. Luckily, there'll be other people around during the day, but none could compare to the professionalism in the friendship from producer Mike. I'll miss that greatly. All right. I picked out a song to end the show on. We'll do that after the break. My last break before the end of my tenure here on Overnight America, KMOX.
Overnight America with Ryan Recker is sponsored by
Michael's Flooring, the flooring experts. Michael'sFlooringOutlet.com.
On the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Well, we only have a minute here, and I picked out a last song to play, as this will be my last moment as host of Overnight America. I hope you hear me some other time in the future. I already told Brad Young if he wants me to come on as a guest, I would do it, and I'm sure I will. We're going to have the replay hours, and of course, I'll be starting middays on Monday. So I decided for the very last song to play is Bob Dylan's Forever Young, and I've always been fascinated with Bob Dylan as a musician. He's gone through so many different things in his life's ups and downs. He became a Christian, and this is something that happened before his Christian times, but he wrote a song that has a lot of roots in Old Testament scripture. And the story behind this song is that he would sing this to his kids at night. And I thought, if I'm going to end the show, maybe one day my kids will find this and listen to it, and they'll know how much they mean to me. Probably they'll never find it, but I'm still going to do it for them tonight. It just seems right. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you guys for listening all these years. I hope we can still connect on Monday. And I'm looking forward to my next adventure here at KMOX. We'll see you.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every road. day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.